escape. Once, Reb Shmuel, he saw one of his children, talking about Shmuel Shapira, in the biography of Shmuel Shapira, big tzaddik, he died 25 years ago. He'll be 25 in the summer.
1989.
In a Pesach, what? 1989. So yeah, Pesach will be 25 years exactly. Yeah. So once he saw one of his children looking in the Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi brachas of Yerushalmi, so he stopped him and he said, "One second, look at that Pesach on base in the Yerushalmi, and look what it says there. What it says there was became of Shmuel's model of life." Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, "Nab ni libcha li." My son, give me your heart, Hashem says. Give me your heart, and your eyes will go after, will be saved by my way. What does that mean? If you give me, my Hashem is telling each and every Jew, if you give me your heart and your eyes, I know that you're mine. That's what Hashem tells every Jew. That you're mine, you want me, you're going after me. If we give Hashem our heart and our eyes, that's what we should do. Right? To give it completely to Hashem. And to, not to want to see anything. To want to see only what Hashem wants you to see. To be a true, I don't like to say servant. To be a slave of Hashem. A slave, okay? Whatever Hashem says, you do. He doesn't say, we don't do. He says, don't look right, you don't look right. He says, look down, you look straight, look straight. Whatever Hashem says, we want to do. He doesn't want, we don't want to do. Okay? These words came fire in the heart of Shmuel Shapira. And this was the covenant between him and his and Hashem. He gave Hashem his eyes completely. And we could say, right? Yeah. Garbaim Shneal, hear another story. There was no, Shmuel had no boundaries, no leniencies in guarding the eyes. He was complete. Anything has to do with Dusha, he was all the way to the end. There was a story once that someone organized a trip to Meron, a bus to Meron, and it was promised to everyone there will be only men on this bus, no women on this bus. But, yeah, and then those days there wasn't a direct time to. Like today, there's a, you know, 6-7 buses a day from Yerushalayim to Meron, right? I think at least from Eged. Maybe there's other companies which go even more. I don't know. Eged has 6 or 7
on a regular day.
Yeah, on a regular day, right? Forget Meron, forget Lag BaOmer. But in those days, there was no transportation to Meron. So Shmuel, there was a bus going to Meron. Of course, he had an opportunity. He says, "Why not? Let's go to Meron, right?" And he registered also, and he paid and everything. And when the bus, when they're going to get on the bus, they, even though they promised them that there won't be women, there were women sitting in the back. Okay, no, a woman sitting in the back. What's the big deal, right? But for Reb Shmuel, he was so gentle. He didn't want to hurt anyone, right? What did he do? And he's looking for, I mean, anyways, he closed his eyes the whole time. But still, he's staying in the front of the bus. He didn't want to get off the bus. But it was danger, danger. There's women in the back. Maybe I'll see a woman. What's going to be with me? Shmuel, right? After a few minutes, he took, I don't know if he took his own socks off or he took socks that he had in a bag. Black socks. He used to wear long socks to the knees. Mm-hmm. Like you see all his grandchildren, grandchildren, they wear great-grandchildren. From Bar Mitzvah, they wear knee socks, like all the way to the knees with shorts. He took the socks and he tied them over his eyes the whole way to Meron. He drove with his socks. I don't know, there's women in the back. Maybe I'll turn around. I don't know, maybe a woman will come talk with the driver. He doesn't want that. There was a time in the Shmuel's life that from Shamayim, they helped him to guard their eyes. What happened? Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechtel tells the story. The time of Shmuel was sick, and one of his eyes was sick. You say that? It was a problem in his eye. And he had to wear a patch on the eye. Okay, now one eye is already guarded. Only one eye has to guard now. A few months pass, and he continued wearing the patch. And once he told the Rabbi Shechtel that the truth is that his eye already cured a long time ago. But since everyone's used to it, he's walking around the patch, so he continued walking around the patch. Says, well, guarding one eye is not a big thing. It's a big thing. I guard one eye at least. He told his grandson once, a person needs to be careful not to be weird. Not to be weird. Yeah, if people, if suddenly you wear a patch on one eye, is weird. But if they understand that, you're sick, so fine. Right? He said, I would never put a thing on my eye. Right? But since everyone was used to already me being it, so why should I take it off? And for a long time later, he wore the patch on his eye.
Trying to sock around the eye. It's not weird.
Yeah, but that's sitting on the bus. Okay, that's walking around the street. After Shmuel's marriage, they lived, I explained already when we got married, he lived in a house, a very, very small house, I don't know, 10 square meters or something, that was the whole house. There was no bathroom, no kitchen, of course. There was a bathroom and a kitchen for the whole row, right? The old city. But you think that whole house was his? No. There was a little fine wall made out of a little piece of wood, right? That was a wall. And there was a widow, Maratzivia, her name was. She lived there. Yeah. Alone. And she said, the widow, once I saw Rav Shmuel's eyes. Once. They lived for a few years, they lived together then. Once she saw his eyes. And when was that? Havdalah. Why? Because he had to open his eyes to look at the candle. It's a mitzvah. For a second, he opened his eyes to look at the candle. And then she saw his eyes. Not, he didn't see her, of course. Also, Rav Ben-Zion Grossman says that there was a trip organized to go to Kevel Yosef. So they went through Taibet. Taibet is an Arab city here in the state of Israel near Kalkilia, near Kfar Qasim, whoever knows. Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was time everything was blooming and everything was so nice. And everyone was looking outside to see everything, to see how beautiful everything is. Yeah? And Rabbi Shmuel, right? Shmuel was sitting, of course, his eyes shut. So when people told him, Shmuel, look around, it's beautiful outside. So he said, what? And then when I could see also some bomb will smash my whole brain, smash my heart, right? A spiritual bomb? No, it's dangerous. I don't want to see outside everything. That's how he acted. One morning, Rav Shmuel was in Kevel Yosef in Shechem. You know, at the time, right after the Six-Day War, to go to Shechem was nothing. Everyone went to Shechem. They used to go to the old city over here, and the Arabs used to clean your feet, clean your shoes. Yeah. That's how it was. So you give the snake some food, and then you become his friend, and then he bites you. Yeah. Anyways, suddenly, a group of tourists came in. Rav Shmuel, of course, his eyes were closed. And suddenly he hears men and women. Hi. Over here, Yosef HaTzadik, the source, the root of the Kedusha, he closed his ears and he said, Ben-Zion, Habachmanus, Atzileini, Habachmanus on me, save me. And he shaked, it looked like he's gonna collapse in a moment, he didn't know what to do, right? Rav Shmuel, Ben-Zion saw what happened, and he saw that in a second Rav Shmuel was going to faint, he doesn't know what to do. He picked up his one and said, out, everyone outside, no women, no extra men and women over here. And then they were all shocked, and they went outside, Rav Shmuel was saying, Rav Ben-Zion Grossman.
Please.
Yeah, you could say. I'm finished here with the stories.
He would walk in the middle of the night from Meir Shalim to Kevel Shmuel HaLevi, Al Ramon. And at that time, the keys of the place were in the hands of an Arab that lived in a house nearby. He would walk up, knock on the door, the Arab would see him, give him the key, then he would walk in. And one day some other Jews were on the way, they wanted to get there too, and they heard him shouting downstairs, leave me alone, leave me alone, get away from me, stop bothering me, get off of me, leave me alone. And so some, maybe the Arab was attacking or something, they ran down, there's nobody there. He's the only one there, he's leave me alone, get away from me. And then he listened and said, yo, Yetzirah, Tazobati.
Lindo told me himself that he heard Rabbi Shmuel scream it in Shimon HaTzad, in Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai, the keber of Hillel HaZaken and his students.
Yeah.
He won, it was many years ago, the Mashgiach of Lindo told me that he was in Meron, and he heard screaming from the damn, leave me alone, it's a Ra'ahoyz, get out of here, it's a Ra'ahoyz. And he goes and sees Rabbi Shmuel, he said, I didn't hear to hear any Musa for half a year, that was the Musa for life.
Yeah.
טוב, שטרך, כל טוב.